What is going on, Colts Nation? He is Jamal Lawrence. I am Eric Smith, your co-host of the Colts Cast.
Yo.
Malik Nabers has been on a world tour. It's been in New York, Arizona, Los Angeles, Chicago, etc. I mean, this man's everywhere. He's popular. And now, Indianapolis. The Colts are doing their due diligence, as they should. They're hosted him, or already host him, for a top 30 visit. Look, they can look at 30 players in-house, you know, this guy has been comped to Justin Jefferson. Yeah, I mean, I've also heard Garrett Wilson. Ooh. I mean, both have been top tier receivers in the NFL, with the former on the cusp of being the highest paid receiver in league history. And, you know, some analysts, which I don't agree with, but they are in the same tier. Some analysts have Nabers above Marvin Harrison Jr. That's how good this guy is. Jamal, I don't know if you heard anything about the visit. I've been pretty busy, but not really much on my end.
Yeah, no, I haven't really heard much either. I felt like they would kind of keep as much as they could in wraps, but also yeah. Haven't done like a really big deep dive. But I got a feeling even if there is any information that comes out, it will be minimal. So we can only speculate here at this point. But, you know, that's the fun thing about this time of year. We can speculate a little bit of what's going on. And anytime you get a top 30 visit, that means that the team has some kind of interest in you. Right. So I think we can definitely discuss that. But man, this is so weird being on the right side of the screen. I'm not gonna lie, I think this is the first video out of like 200 and something where I'm on the right side. I don't like it, but I digress.
You gotta adapt, man. Today we're just gonna get into a general conversation about Malik Nabers and the Colts. You know, not necessarily going to the Colts, but you know, I guess we got to talk about it because, yeah. Jamal, my first question would be, it's a twofold question. Like, what pick would we need to be at to grab Nabers? And should the Colts even entertain it? Should they trade up for someone like him?
You know, that's a good question. And a couple things I've read, a couple different reports I've read, basically have just said that we have to be at that 10 spot or at that top 10 spot, because that's where a lot of people are thinking he's going to go in the top 10. So I think that with a top 10 spot, we're sitting at 15. Of course, we know that's some capital we got to give up. And so the biggest question would come is Ballard and company. Are they ready to go ahead and jump the gun and make a decision like that on somebody who they trust, they believe can get the job done? Or is this just a smokescreen for what's to come? Maybe they're just trying to build up a little bit of hype behind, you know, this guy, just to maybe have somebody else grab him a little earlier than they anticipate and open up the door for another Colts player. I don't know. But I if it were me in the situation and I have an opportunity to grab someone like him, I don't know what the compensation would be, but I would definitely entertain some compensation to go ahead and scoop him up if I had the ability to.
Yeah, I think it's hard to kind of predict where Nabers is going to go. Like I could see him going number five to the Chargers. Mm-hmm. Like I really could, especially the Chargers sit at that spot. I think the Chargers, you know, that they have a couple needs, but you know, the first three picks I'm thinking are just going to be quarterbacks. Sure. Arizona will just take Marvin Harrison Jr. unless they trade down, which I believe will only happen with a team that needs a quarterback. So then it could be potentially four quarterbacks in a row. And then again, number five, the Chargers. So they need a weapon. They lost a good bit in free agency. Then the New York Giants are on the clock. They absolutely need weapons too. I would say they need a quarterback too, but Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones, just saying he just signed a 4-year, $160 million extension last offseason. You know, that I think you have to give him another year, even though I wouldn't. You know, if he was on the Colts, I would not. I don't know. You know, I think we live in an era where, you know, we expect results immediately. So maybe because Daniel Jones did have a pretty good year when they did go to the playoffs and he got hurt last season. Anyway, they may go quarterback in later rounds, you know, but, you know, they could add Nabers or Dunze. That's a surefire upgrade for them. They haven't had a wide receiver like that since like Odell Beckham. So, you know, at the very least, I think we're looking at trading up to number five. Like that would be okay. We want our guy. We know he's our guy. we're trading up to five to secure Neighbors, because the Giants, I feel like they've done extensive research on him. It would be hard for them to pass. Now, what would it cost to go from number 15 to five? Like, the Chargers are probably looking for at least for a future first rounder. So I'm thinking, what, 2025 first round pick? I think that's where the conversation starts, to just move up 10 spots, right?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And like I said, I just want to be clear on what I said earlier. I said I would entertain. I would entertain. I didn't say I would jump the gun and take it, be like, oh, I'm giving up a 2025 first rounder. You know, I would definitely want to talk.
But let's talk about it. So if he's comped to these receivers, would you right now trade a future first round pick for a Garrett Wilson, for a Justin Jefferson? You would, right?
So I 1,000% would. 1,000% would. Yeah.
So, you know,
No. But what I get,
it's technically two firsts, but really you're swapping the 2024 first round.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you're giving up a first rounder in the future. So,
yeah, that's really fine.
Yeah. You're giving up one first round pick. I think I think it's probably going to be like, you know, some additional conversation, maybe another player too. It won't just be one pick, because quite frankly, I think you're going to have teams wanting to trade up, whether it's for a quarterback or another player they seem fit. Like, I don't know. I want to get into this because I could be totally wrong on that, you know, just a first round pick. I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I've been above average on my trade predictions with players in the past. But, you know, is he worth two firsts? I mean, that's kind of what I want to get into. One first. I want to say one first round pick, but
yeah, I appreciate the clarifying, because I think about it for a second after you said it. But and again, going back to what you mentioned with the comps, I mean, I think so, especially with a team now where we've put all the eggs in the basket. We know that Richardson is supposed to be that guy. We know that we have some other weapons out there for him. Why not get a surefire guy who's put up dominant numbers against another?
We hope he's that guy.
Yeah, we hope he's that guy.
You said
what? Did I say we know?
Yeah,
I thought I said the Colts feel like they know.
Maybe you did.
Maybe I did it. If I did say we, I meant to say we hope, or like I said, that the Colts think that Ballard, they have their
Ballard
guy.
Hopes,
Ballard, yeah, Ballard hopes so. Again, we're not gonna get into the other stuff that was said a couple months ago about that, but I may have cut out there, but if Ballard does feel that he's that guy, that Richardson is our guy for here moving forward, then he don't have a choice but to go ahead and jump the gun, especially because we still have other options at the second round level. We can get a solid cornerback. I know we're not talking about further rounds right now, but in the event that you have an opportunity to jump this and get that five spot, as you said, it only for a first round pick for this year, of course, and our next year first round pick, I without question bring on that. Because I think that Neighbors is going to elevate this offense to another level that obviously we haven't seen in a very long time, if ever. So I think that it'll be great to see somebody like him out there.
I wonder what the actual compensation, it's probably going to be maybe a second or third rounder alongside that. Because, you know, the Chargers are like, look, I want a glamorous package for this fifth round pick you guys want. Or maybe, you know, the Giants as well, trading down, but like, Shane Steichen, Chris Ballard, they've stressed the significance of adding explosion to this offense. You know, what helps Anthony Richardson's development the most right now? Adding a stud like Malik Neighbors. That definitely does. And guess who needs to win now? Chris Ballard.
Oh, absolutely.
We keep forgetting, like, you know, if the Anthony Richardson experiment doesn't produce results, I believe he's out the door. And like you said, Jamal, I think it makes sense. Like, if they made a trade up for whoever they want, I think it makes sense to put all your eggs in one basket, you know, from Ballard's perspective, at least, because it's going to give you the best possible chance at success right now. I mean, you're 7 or 8 years in. We have what? No AFC South titles, maybe one playoff win. If you feel this guy is a game changer, you have to consider, you know, I think you just have to consider him. You know, the depth of this wide receiver class, it's deep. We've talked about it. So it's all about, you know, value. I look at it from a value standpoint. if he completely changes your offense for the better, if he moves the needle in a significant way forward, I'm all for it. I, for one, still want that cornerback, but you know, I would be, my jaw would drop in excitement from Malik Nabers getting added, or Roma Dunze or something like that, just because we've just, I think just from pure shock that we've never seen Ballard make this type of move. So It would, I mean, it would rock Colts Nation. I think it would, I don't want to say revitalize, I think we're already revitalized, but it would energize this fan base on draft night. I still don't think it's going to happen, but that's why It would be so awesome if it did, because it would just be a shocker. Now, you know, hindsight's 2020, we'd see what this pick really looks like in a year or two. But if you can get Justin Jefferson 2.0, are we really going to complain about that?
Absolutely not. I don't think anyone would complain about it. And this is the first time in the Chris Ballard era of the Colts where I think that someone else has a little more control over the wheel than you think. Shane Steichen, it goes without saying, Shane Steichen is here for one reason and one reason only. That's to win, that's develop, and get to the highest level, get to the pinnacle of this, what this football team can be. So I think that he holds a lot more power than Frank Reich had in the past and so on and so forth, where Ballard probably has to actually take more into consideration. I'm not discrediting Frank Reich and in his respect, you know, him and Ballard's respect for each other. But I think it's pretty clear that Ballard can trust Steichen, and he understands what Steichen's done historically with teams and developing players, that he would be willing to give away a little bit of that control, so to speak, of the draft and kind of what the thought process that goes into it, because this guy's he's trying to become a surefire proven coach. I mean, he had a great first year. So why not go ahead and let him continue to get in the lab and see what he can do for year two when he has another set of draft picks coming at him his way. So I do think if the time is going to happen, it would be now, where we have a support system with players and then a support system of a competent coaching staff as well that could help Ballard look good at the end of the day. I mean, because that's what it's all about, is making him look good.
Yeah. And, you know, if he doesn't produce results this year, I think that's when like the hot seat starts to get pretty hot. Right now, I think he's still on cruise control. Everything's fine. Dandy Richardson went down his rookie year, four or five games in. Look, you know, Mulligan, we're going to try again this year. We're going to re-sign our guys that got us to 9-8 with Gardner Minshew and Jonathan Taylor gone third of the year. Suspensions, a lot of them. There was a lot of things that happened with the Indianapolis Colts last year, and not great things, but still managed to have a winning record. So we look at this, you know, I don't know. What does Colts Nation think? If you've gotten this far into the video, let us know your thoughts in the comments below. If you're on YouTube, Malik Nabers, I'm sure a lot of people are thrilled with it, but at what compensation? That's really the first talking point we have to talk about. Jamal, you got anything else?
That's going to be it for me.
All right, that's going to be it for us, everyone. Thank you for listening to the ColtsCast. We are live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or any platform you use to listen to podcasts. We'll be back next time to give you some more Indianapolis Colts content. Y'all take care.
Take care.